My name is John Erling, and today's date is April 23rd, 2015. Opal, if you will state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age.
My name is Opal Clark Moss. I am 103 years old, come May the 20th. I was born in Oklahoma, May the 20th, 1912.
Where were you born?
In a place called Hitchita, which is close to Pierce. It was really in Benefield Town because my grandfather's name was Benefield, and he owned a lot of land, and my mother and father had a little place in the same town that he owned the land.
Then, Vida, would you state your full name and your date of birth, please?
Vida Elsner Culliver. Date of birth was April 10, 1913.
Where were you born?
Born in Rama, Colorado.
With us for this interview is Richard Ziegler. Richard, tell us about the Centenarian Club. What is it?
The Centenarian Club was formed in 1991 in Oklahoma to give recognition and honor to those Oklahomans who had the privilege of celebrating 100-plus years. And since the beginning in 1991, we have inducted over 1,900 residents in our state.
Here we are, 2015. Here in Northeast Oklahoma, how many would be in the club?
Northeast Oklahoma, on a daily basis, has an average of 70 known centenarians.
In the state, do you know how many?
On the average of 300 known centenarians.
You don't know where we rank nationwide.
Other states don't have such organizations, and okay. The only statistic is through Social Security, and they will not give us those.
What was the impetus to organize the club in the first place?
Well, I was not the organizer. Richard Amon of Oklahoma City had two members in his congregation that were celebrating over 100 years, and he thought something should be done to recognize them. So he took the initiative to get the Centenarian Club of Oklahoma formed. I had five in my congregation in Tulsa, so when I went to a state conference on aging, I met Richard, and then we joined up to do this recognition, and when I retired, I decided to form an agency that would carry on this tradition of recognizing centenarians and providing a special ministry for them.
And what church were you talking about that you were pastor of?
I was at First Christian Church, Tulsa.
Okay.